wonder how many of us strap on our quick-draw leather worthy meter holster every day, measuring others with our self-calibrated goodness meter. As Wayne says, is our faith one of mental conviction in our minds, or is it a rising reality in our hearts? Nonverbal communications are reflected in attitudes, the pitch and yaw of our heart. One day the Lord says to me, value judgments based on personal prejudice. And in the moment, I was like, what in the world? Well, that was all. 7 years later, God is making understanding that statement to become more clear to me. Value judgments based on personal prejudice means my measuring, before I have sufficient knowledge, the worth of someone and the willingness in my heart to put a metaphorical gun to their head. Oh, and history holds many with whom it was not a metaphor. The Lord says to me, when you can live under the weight of your own aiming finger, you have done a great thing. Come to me, you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You can only give away what you've got, you know, not what you think you've got. If you've got measles, but what you've really got is chicken pox, I don't care how much you tell other people that you've got measles and swear up and down in a court of law that you've got measles. The truth is, all anyone's going to catch from you is chicken pox. You can't give away what you do not have. And as a result, you can only give away what you got. And think about it. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.